We have one more speaker tonight. Old friends, new friends. This gentleman, I believe, has been to the show two or three times, told a story last month, super great. So glad to know him. And he came here tonight, invited a bunch of people, and he's going to close it the evening. Mr. Sean Smith.
Hello.
Hi.
So the first time I did this, spoke, that is, I was amazed at how I couldn't see many of the people here. But this time it's a little better, so thanks, Kevin. So anyone who knows me knows that I pride myself on being a sort of jack of all trades, master of some. And, of course, with this comes the potential of having a bit of an identity crisis. That is to say, when you're torn between a number of potential directions, all of which being perfectly interesting and acceptable, you feel as if you are doing one thing one minute and another the next, right? And you keep doing this. Getting to a place of clarity can be challenging, to say the least. Not a complaint, just a reality. So I'm not always successful at reconciling this, unfortunately. At its best, it gets me a little derailed. At its worst, it results in me disappearing for a while, out of, in my own mind, necessity. I also acknowledge the fact that this isn't the healthiest approach, right? This is not exactly sustainable, but it's how I've handled my various interests and projects for most of my adult life. But then I had a kid, a little boy named Brody, and he's awesome. With his birth, or really with his transition from blobby infant to more of a human-like toddler, came a very important revelation. And that's what I want to talk about today. So anyone who's a new parent or newish parent, or even a new pet owner, for that matter, knows that a lot of big questions arise from the endeavor. Things like, who do I want to be for my son? And what does that really mean? And am I being a good parent for him? And what does that mean? And am I being a good partner for my wife in raising our son? How does all this change as he grows, right? If I have a female dog and I am her dog dad, is it weird to call her my dogger? And a lot of other things. So they're all fantastic questions, right? They're all big questions. And the kind of thing you think about when you're up at night with insomnia, or when you're at an awesome party and you think you're so special and you're laughing and you're drunk, and then you realize my son will be up in less than 4 hours. And you know who gives zero fucks about hangovers? Toddlers, as it turns out. Fair enough, but I think the biggest, most fundamental question is understanding yourself. If you're going to try to be some kind of role model for your kid, ideally you know yourself really well. And perhaps this is a given as an adult, but I don't think it's that simple, or at least I struggle with it at times. And although I can't recall who said it, you know how the old saying goes, there is no clearer path to self-actualization than being pooped on. And that's just it, right? So these moments of clarity that kids provide, because they're kids, they know nothing about the world, and every discovery is new and incredible, and it's so special and adorable, but also sometimes maddening. But ultimately, you see the world in a new way through their eyes. So there was a very clear point when I noticed something within my son that, more than the other things, rocked me to my core. And while having coffee with my friend Tom, as I talked to about parenthood and how it's changed me, I was doing my best to explain this one thing, the only way that made sense to explain it. It was this. Now, when my son Brody looks at me with his big blue eyes, he was no longer looking at me, but was rather looking to me. He looked to me, right? To me. And shit just got real. So I thought I was discovered as a fraud, right? No longer a secret to my son, I knew I was going that he was going to use this to his advantage. That I was somehow going to pay the price. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but someday. But then I realized that, oh wait, he can't actually make those kinds of complex connections just yet. So I had time. Okay, cool. But that really was the moment, for the first time, that the only way to be a good parent in my mind is to simply know myself and be okay with who that is, so that my son can look at me and know that I am who I am, and that sometimes I'm happy and that sometimes I'm sad, but that through it all, I'm living a fulfilling life with and because of him and his mom and myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Guys, please give it up for Sean and all your speakers tonight. They're